Let me just touch on social media here for a minute. We touched a little bit. You use a number. I mean, you're on Facebook. You're on LinkedIn. You've got your email, daily email blast that goes out. You've got a book. What would you say about using social media to build a person's online presence? What advice here?
Well, I think absolutely you need to get into the game. And, you know, I'm 57 years old, and about, I don't know, 10 years ago, I joined a special networking group, and the group was called the GIG Group, G-I-G, and it stood for Great Idea Group. I happened to be the oldest person in that group, and the average age of people in that group was somewhere around 30. So these people were about 20 years younger than me. The reason I joined that group is I saw it as a form of diversification to my networking, and I realized that they were far more open, far more receptive, and far more comfortable with technology, in particular social media. And I said, well, I surrender. Teach me what I need to know. Here's how I conduct my business. What would you do if you were me? And they were more than happy to help me. So I was one of the first 300,000 people to be on LinkedIn back in 2003. And currently I have over 2,800 connections on LinkedIn. And it's not about numbers, but you do anything for 10 years and you're going to build something if you're consistent at it. So for people who are in the field of business coaching or executive coaching, LinkedIn is the platform that I feel strongest about. Its capabilities with search, its capabilities in the ability to recommend and to provide the necessary information and background is very, very robust. And I happen to like the premium edition that allows the in-mail option as well as to find out who is actually evaluating your profile. So if we use analytics through Google, we can find out who goes to our website, how long they're at their website, how many pages. And with social media, at least with LinkedIn, you can find out who's kicking your tires, and therefore you can then be much more efficient in your outreach efforts.
There's a lot of people have a misconception about how to use LinkedIn. I mean, it isn't just a matter of creating your LinkedIn pages. What do you have to do then? Once I've established my bio, I'm on there. What makes it work? Because, you know, as you know, you hear people that say, well, I've been on LinkedIn for years and it's never done anything for me.
Well, LinkedIn does not replace traditional forms of networking. So I think they're very complementary, and I would say that they're enhancers. My real-world network, my real-world CRM system that I use a system called ACT. Over the last 21 years, I now have over 6,000 real-world connections. And my connections on LinkedIn is a little less than half that. But they kind of work together. So when I use my CRM system, one of the actual areas on the profile is the LinkedIn link. And I can literally, when I'm going to call somebody up, I can click on that. And it's like doing the necessary research and respecting that person enough to know, am I sharing something with that person that's actually relevant? So when you really do your homework through Google and through other social media sites, you can find out what they're putting out to the world, and then you can see if you would have an affinity and that there's some kind of complementary partnership that you can meet them halfway and provide some value. So I think The key, though, is using networking or social media to actually contribute. So when I write a blog, for the most part, it's always giving something. It's always sharing something. It's always saying, I found this valuable here. And if you give and give and give and people associate you with value, then they're going to come back. And when they come back, sometimes they come back and they want more. Like, what would it be to work with you? So actually, last year, I actually got 12 clients through my web presence and social media. And that's because they literally came and were attracted to the things that I had put out there.
Well, 12 clients is a great number. There's some hard statistics for those of you that question whether it works. Listen to Barry. It works. Barry, as we get ready to wrap up here, things. One, I just want to mention, I had two of my personal favorite quotes out of your new book. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape, by Anonymous. I love that, and I love the exercise that you had. And the other one was a Mark Twain quote that you had that says, I've lived a long life and had many troubles, most of which never happened. Great quotes, great exercises. Thank you for keeping me on the ball with those exercises on a daily basis. You are one of the few emails I look forward to getting every day.
Thank you.
Look, anything else that I kind of talked over or that you didn't get to share with our audience that you want to just put out there before we kind of wrap up here for today?
I guess the thing that I'd like to kind of share with people is we all can actually be coached and we all can be a coach. And I'd like people to consider that it's almost an essential human skill. You know, we all pour ourselves into our children and we want the best for them. But we live and operate in so many different communities, whether it be work or whether it be our churches, whether it be our neighborhoods. And I think we're on this planet to help each other. And coaching simply is a skill set that allows us to do that. So when we know what people are up to, and when we can offer and partner with them to help them be their best, then they in turn will pay that forward to other people. And I really do believe that it is a force of nature to literally make the world a better place.
Barry, thank you very much. Look, how does someone get in touch with you? What's your what's the preferred method for getting in touch with you if they want to talk more about this?
Yeah, they can literally call me at 248-740-3231. I don't want to put any barriers so people can call me. They can write me at barry@dempcoaching.com. The simplest way, though, is just to do a Google search for Barry Demp, D-E-M-P, and there's all kinds of things that hopefully will come up, and I'm sure these people are able to secure a way of reaching out to me. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of.
Barry, thank you very much for being with us. I welcome you to the Coaching Perspective radio show community. It's been entertaining. It's been educational. And we'll look forward to having you back another time for the next book.
It's been a real pleasure, Doug. I sincerely appreciate this opportunity.
Okay. Have a great evening, Barry.
You as well. Bye-bye.